Welcome to Kick Back with Chris. Kick Back with Chris, the martial arts podcast.
Brought to you by www.mitmaster.com.
Hey everybody, so a little intro for this week's Talk Bollocks Tuesday match chat episode. So firstly, apologies for no episode last week. Obviously the people in the Patreon group know a little bit about what's been going on. I'm not going to go into full details on a public podcast forum or anything, but it's nothing dramatic or anything, don't worry. But parents out there know what I mean. You know, sometimes your kids get ill, sometimes your kids end up in hospital. Everything's okay. You don't need to do that whole weird Facebook thing of PM me hun and all that stuff. But one of my kids has been in hospital for a little bit, and it just meant that I couldn't commit to doing any recordings as such last week. The situation hasn't really changed much, but we are sort of getting used to moving things around and getting on, you know, hand with the logistics of sorting stuff out. So yeah, that's why I wasn't recording last week, and I do mention it a little bit in the podcast, but I am incredibly sleep deprived, so I am talking a lot more bollocks than normal in TBT this week, which you're about to hear. But yeah, I just thought I'd record this little intro. I managed to hold it together for the first sort of 20 minutes, and then it just descended into chaos. So anyway, it's all good. The fact I've been able to record this intro with some level of coherency, which I just managed to nearly screw that word up there. Anyway, enough of me waffling on. Enjoy the episode. It's nice to be back. And it'll all be back to normal, all being well, by next Tuesday. Anyway, guys, catch you on the other side.
Brought to you by SGC Security Services. Excellence as standard.
So it's time, once again, to pull up a chair, grab a coffee, and talk some bollocks on a Tuesday.
Yes.
I'm glad I said back. Grab a chair and not bollocks then. That would have been
grab your bollocks and let's
grab talk. Your bollocks and pull up, yeah,
pull up a chair. Yeah. Yes, it is that time of the week. I've been looking forward to it because I've got a goodie today to moan about with you.
Ooh, a goodie. Go on then.
Well, I had a couple of coaching clients today, and they both mentioned something that happens a lot, I think, in martial arts schools. I think it's a major problem, which undermines a lot of the stuff that we're trying to do. And the kind of theme is, I don't think we should really listen to our students.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Now, I don't mean all our students, but there's a percentage of your school that is constantly looking for things that are wrong, is constantly moaning about imaginary problems or things that they're making up in their own head, and just making your life harder than it needs to be.
I've been there.
We've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been there, and I did. Yeah, and entirely the wrong thing.
Yes, well, this is what I thought. So the people I was speaking to today, they were planning to make some changes that they felt would be of benefit to the entire school, but a few moaning minis objected and started to kick off about it. And what I find happens with a lot of instructors is they kind of backpedal and stop what they were planning to do just because of two people, maybe out of 200. And I think that's a major problem, and it stops a lot of schools moving forward and doing the things they need to do to grow the school and to help the students. But because of a few people who don't like change or a bit stuck in their ways, or, you know, just like a moan, it kind of stops. Now, this is more common than you'd think. And, you know, I've got examples in my time when I was running a school where someone was very vocal about their disapproval, and I changed everything for that person, who inevitably started moaning about something else, and then, you know, 6 months down the line quit. Yep. But I think it happens more than you realize.
I've been there. I've had people complain about, you know, sometimes students complaining about other students, and then why they very quickly
at the time I was like, oh no, no, I gotta speak to people about this and sort things out. So you're pulling them in one at a time to talk to them, and then I was like, hang on a minute, they're all complaining about each other. So all the complainers are complaining about the complainers.
Yeah.
We need to start cutting some people loose here, don't we? So I'm sorry if you're one of those people I kicked out, you know, that you sort of stuck in my podcast. Sucks to be you, I suppose. But
time to apologise, Chris, to them. I feel
them. I don't think so. They know it was toxic. You know.
Yes.
You know, your class would arrive. I remember my class would arrive. I'd have, say, 14 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then those two people would walk in, and it just altered my whole approach to the class.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, oh, what are they going to moan about now? I better not do that. Oh, God. Yeah. If I do sparring, they're going to kick off again. Oh, yeah. No, they can't go with them, because if I put them with them, then they'll moan that they're not with them. So I started reshaping all my class around those two idiots. Yep. And then I was neglecting all the other people that were buzzing. Like, I'm like, hang on a minute.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Yeah. It's the person who's the most vocal, which is usually the person that's least happy about a situation, is usually the one that is going to make the most noise. And for some reason, we focus, like, you know, on those two people who are kicking off and ignoring the other, you know, 12, 14, who are quite happy with how things are going and enjoying what you're trying to do. So, yeah, it got me thinking, like, why do we listen to the complainers, the moaners? Now, occasionally they might have a legitimate point to make.
Yeah, constructive criticism is always welcome.
But you notice with these people, it's not just one thing. It's like one thing after another, after another, after another, after another. And it's like they're intentionally finding fault with whatever you're doing, which I think is different than, you know, if you've got a very happy student who comes up and said, look, this happened and I'm not too happy about it, then of course,
yeah,
you're like, right, let's fix that. But if it's a new problem every single week, then the problem is them, I would say, not necessarily what's happening in the school.
Yeah, I am going back about, I want to say about 6-7 years.
Yeah.
I wrote a negativity policy into my welcome pack.
Oh, interesting. What does that say?
It's just basically the short version of it is, if you cause grief and talk crap, I'll kick you out. like if you've got a problem, then bring it to me and it's fine. But if you sit in reception and gossip about it and then get it whipped up and I find out you're doing it, goodbye.
Yeah. You actually added it to your kind of policy.
I just called it a negativity policy and added it. It's actually in the welcome pack. You know, that we, and it says, you know, we're open to constructive criticism. And if you're not happy about something, we're happy to hear it. But we don't want you going and moaning to everybody else in the reception area about it. If you have a problem, bring it to me. Don't share it with everybody else.
Yeah. And I think one of the few advantages of the whole COVID area.
Yeah, it works. It worked miracles in that respect.
Because it stopped all the parents, the moany parents, congregating and slagging you off. They might have been doing it in private WhatsApp groups, but
yeah,
they weren't
Facebook.
Doing it. Yeah, they weren't doing it inside of your school where, you know, quite happy parents sat next to them, then, you know, start to doubt or second guess what was happening. So.
Yeah, it did help with that big time, I noticed.
Mm. And I know of some schools where they haven't allowed parents back in to classes.
Yeah, we didn't do that. We obviously shooed them outside when we were told we had to. And then when we reopened, it's just a culture shift. It's people have just carried on not staying in, which, don't get me wrong, it has its benefits. It's nice and quiet.
Mm.
But it just means that we've not got people in there buying t-shirts and booking courses and you can't just pop out and have a quick chat. You've got to go and play hunt the car in the street, you know.
And also they're not necessarily seeing the benefits of the classes.
Very true.
Because what happens, as I know, when I take my kids to football is kid goes off and does football. I'm doing something else. I go back to pick him up. How was football? Yeah, it was all right. Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay. But if I actually stay and watch it, I get to see, you know, what he's working on and, you know, his skills improving and how he's integrating with the team. And I get all of that benefit and like, oh, yeah, he's doing well. So part of that is, you know, it's good to have parents in there to view the progress of the children and see their improvements and see how hard they're working. And, you know, but it's also not good to have them in there because they're often on their phones. They're often distracting the kids. You've obviously had the parent that shouts across the mat at the kid, which is always a fun one to deal with the first time. Like the first
Mr. Smith, time, like,
are you outside. Serious? Yeah. Are you serious? I had one guy who just wouldn't stop. So eventually I was like, look, either you teach the class or you leave. Because I'm not having you in here shouting instructions across to your kid. So either you're going to teach it or you go. And he went and soon after cancelled. But there you go.
Yeah, that's not surprising. They don't like it. They don't like it. Do these
no
power hungry parents. You know, they don't like being in the place. But
So yeah, it is an issue that kind of gossiping within the school and getting the balance right is difficult, but. I had a person email me last week and he said, you're sending me too many emails. Please only send me an email once a month, right? Okay. I was like, it's literally what
how
he said.
Very dare you.
Yes. Now, hold on, it gets better. So I was like, okay. So I looked him up on my like CRM and he's been on my list for 5 years, right? My email list for Mitmaster. Right. And he's not bought a single course in 5 years. So I've been sending him emails for 5 years, you know, delivering some value, offering him different courses. He's not touched a single one. And then he has the nuts to message me and say, you're sending me too many emails. So that would be an example of, ooh, maybe I'm sending too many emails to people. Maybe I should like reduce what I'm doing and ooh, maybe I'm pissing people off. So I just deleted him.
Yeah.
Because I don't really have time for that. If, you know, he'd been supporting the business and I might have listened to him, but he hadn't, you know, done anything with Mitmaster for 5 years. He just got my emails, read them, ignored them. And then like 5 years down the line, he's like, I've had enough. So,
how very dare you take up valuable brain eyeball time from him? I mean, good grief.
It was a bit funny, but that also got me thinking about, you can listen to these people who you moan at you and complain and are not happy, but you shouldn't let it really change what you think is good for most of your students.
Absolutely. So me being the, I don't know, some might say slightly abrupt, to the point, I suppose.
Yeah, direct to the point.
Direct, yeah. I like I said, I just kicked them out. Which is maybe, I don't know, do you think this is a better approach to Mrs. Smith? You're talking shit, get out, you know?
Get out, yeah.
I have no filter. I actually, once there was not recent, not too long ago, there was somebody having a moan in the reception about something. And I actually remember I turned to him and said, with all due respect, I'll say, Mr. Smith, I'm here to teach your child, not babysit your feelings.
Nice.
So, you know, take it or leave it.
Oh, that's a good quote. I like that. Well, that's a writer downer for everyone listening.
It fell out of my mouth. And as I was walking away, I was like, let's see how this one goes.
Yeah, that could go wrong.
It just caused a lot of raised eyebrows from people looking at each other in reception. But it was just a classic case of, you know, people talking and, you know, oh, sorry, I'm just trying to get some work done. And, you know, well, don't do that in your car, but.
It's tricky. I think as you spend more time teaching, you know, I think in the first 5 years, you may be really patient with these people. And you're like, I'm sorry you're upset about that. Like, what can I do to, you know, make things? And you go home and you think about it and you're like, well, yeah, maybe they've got a point. And it eats you up for a few days. But I think after year 10, you're no longer you're like, no, I'm not listening to this. I know what my intention is. I know my intention is good, and I just want to, you know, do my best by my school. And if you can't get that, then yeah, you have to go.
22 years later, it's a very, very different story.
It's very, very thin. You're on a razor's edge, aren't you?
Yeah. Those are the rules. Don't like it? That's all right. Bye.
Yeah.
See you later. It just makes everybody, if you're just straight with everybody, everybody knows what everybody knows what the expectations are. Yeah, we may have less members than we did back then, but I was just people pleasing, and then I was constantly firefighting.
Mm.
We may have had 60 more members, which a lot of people might go, oh, great. But then they were a pain in the ass, and I was constantly firefighting and spinning plates trying to keep them happy. And it's just they were never happy. They were always going to find an issue with stuff. So I'd just rather be a little bit lighter in that respect, numbers-wise, but have a much more pleasant experience and know when I open. Oh, don't get me wrong, you still get days where, you know, you're just like, oh, I can't even believe you've just asked that question. Like, seriously? I'm going to try really hard not to just say what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, I think you should give people the benefit of the doubt, and like first time offense, you can.
Oh, God, yeah, always.
Yeah. Like, you know, one or two. Crazy comments, okay, all right, I'll handle this professionally, but yeah, at some point I think you just need to just tell them how it is.
Yeah, when the same parents ask the same question about the same grading process 3 years after the kids have started, you're like, well, you know, can I just refer you back to the five of the previous emails that you've already sent me on this one?
There are some classic situations that create these kind of comments and parents being negative. The one that happened most in my school was double grading kids.
Oh, yeah.
So if I had a kid and they double graded and another parent saw that kid had double graded, they'd flock over. How come he's double graded? Why is my kid not double graded? And I'm like, well, your kid is training once every 2 weeks and that kid is training three times a week. So, and they just wouldn't take it. They thought it like they were entitled to their child grading, double grading for some reason. So that caused so many issues. And once again, like my initial reaction was, well, I'm not double grading kids then ever because this is just an absolute nightmare. But
yeah, I've never done that for that reason.
But after a while, I was like, actually, no, like some kids are just working harder and training at home and doing other stuff and really focused and looking after their fitness and nutrition, and I think I should be able to upgrade them, as it is my school.
Mm. Oh yeah, to each their own. I just can't be bothered with the drama, so I've just never done it. Yeah, because I even remember back from when I was a kid. You know, there's one kid in particular in class. I won't say his name because he's probably still around. And he used to double grade every time. And I'm like, you fucking...
Every time?
Ooh, pretty much every time. And I'm like, yeah, teacher's pet here. And I'm like, and I remember I'd bust my balls and I'd be like, and I remember one grade in particular was one mark off for double grading. And the instructor actually had the balls to write on it. Unlucky. I've actually still got the slip. It damaged me that much. I'm like, I was one mark off and he wrote unlucky on this grading slip. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. Thanks.
No bitterness there, is there, Chris?
No, it was 1990 or 91 or whatever it was. I still remember it.
Yeah.
Still seething from that moment. But no, I've never done that. I understand why the process is there. But yeah, it can create those bitter parents. But I've had it just this last week. Disclosing, no GDPR stuff here. I'm not disclosing. I had somebody emailing me asking about, you know, we have a process in our kids' classes where we do all the pre-gradings and assessments, and then they all get an envelope at the end of the class, which is essentially an invite to grade or a letter to say, hey, you're not grading, Billy, because then there's like a bunch of reasons why.
Yeah.
So they all get envelopes. So there's nobody missing out. There's nobody not getting an envelope.
Obviously not grading, yeah.
So I have a coloured stripe system that I put on the envelopes that's different every term, but I know which coloured stripe is relevant to which letter. So if they manage to mix it, I don't write all the names, and I can't be arsed with that nonsense. I know some people do all that, but I can't be bothered with writing all the names. So yeah, they get like a green stripe on like a highlighter pen or a pink one, but depending on what we're doing that term. Pink ones are gradients, green ones aren't. Right. We just hand them out off a list. And they don't know which is which until they open them. And when with the adults, we don't do that because they're grown-ups.
Yeah, you can have a chat and say...
Well, you don't need to babysit them anymore in that respect. If they get a grading letter, they're ready. If they don't, well, shit, work harder, you know? And most adults... I mean, adults mostly know if they're ready or not. It's not rocket science. If you're not being often enough, you don't know what you're doing, you're not ready. I mean, that's that's the way of the world. Yep. Then we have this sort of in-between group in the teens. Now, I treat all my teens as adults.
Yeah.
Whether right or wrong, there's all these different people who will say, oh, you know, you can't do that, they're still kids. But no, they're getting ready for big boy, big girl, big person world. Then we treat them as adults. So they don't get a letter if they're not grading.
Yeah.
That didn't go down well with one of the parents. I've apparently caused them to become disillusioned with their training and all this stuff because they didn't get a letter and they were confused. I'm like, okay. So I look up the record. It's coming once every 2 weeks if we're lucky. There's a senior grade where we're expecting them to be at least twice a week. And then you're asking me why. You know? You still get it.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Yeah.
You send a really complex email like explaining why and all the reasons for and bringing all the statistics and classes and blah, 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 blah. And they just send you a one-liner. Okay, thanks.
Angry. Yeah.
Like, well, cheers.
So this is part of the issue. Why it's really hard to listen to every problem that anyone has with your martial arts school, and the net result is eventually you stop doing anything because you're scared about peeing off one person in your school.
Yeah. I just run with the approach of if I need to make a change, I make the change.
Right.
And I don't worry about everybody else. Like an extreme example, one of my kids doesn't finish nursery till 5:30. And I had a class that started at 5. Class starts at 6.
Yeah.
We can't do 6. Well, okay, sorry. But it's 6. So either find a way to get it 6 or don't come at 6. Do a different day.
Yeah.
Whereas previously, decades ago, I'd have been like, oh, no, I'm going to have to find a babysitter. I'm going to have to... Only for those people that were moaning to stop trading in 3 months anyway. And then I'm left with nobody that needs to come at that time in the first place. Whereas I needed to put it at 6. So I should have just put it at 6.
Yeah, that is a classic.
But everything now, I just go, if I need to change it, I'll change it. And you all figure out a way of making it work for you. Or unfortunately, it doesn't work. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't got headspace for...
Well, it's this is the advantage of owning your own business, really. You can dictate the rules, which, you know, can be a bad thing. But also, I think we decided to, you know, strike out on our own and set up a martial arts school on our own and grow it ourselves. So we're taking all the risk, really, aren't we? So to just listen to a few people who just want to have a moan and have a pop. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me, but I know it's such a common issue with instructors, like backing down under fire from a few disgruntled parents when what they really want to do is do something that's going to help most people in their school. Such a tricky one.
Yeah. Most times with changes in your school, you're doing it to improve something that hasn't actually happened, but you know, if it's a necessity just because you've got to do it, you've just got to do it. And we had all our gradings on at weekends. And we noticed that the originally when we moved to weekends, it actually increased participation levels. For whatever reason, trends have changed, and we started noticing a decline in the amount of bookings for them at weekends. And then the way that the Christmas holidays fell meant we couldn't do a weekend.
Right.
I think it was really late this year, last year. It would have been like Christmas Eve or something. So I was like, well, I'm going to have to put it on in the week. And we had some like 20% more people book when it was in the week. I was like, it's interesting. Yeah. So I repeated it again this term. And same thing. We had a lot more people book and do a grading. So I thought, well, it kind of makes sense. If more people can do it and more people are doing it, let's do it in the week. Nope. We had one person send in an email to complain because we were taking away one class from their child per 3 months. And they would like a refund for that day.
Oh, wow. Okay. Ooh, hardcore.
Yeah, they didn't get a refund for that day.
Yeah, okay. That seems a little bit of an extreme reaction. You got to wonder, like, is there something else like underlying that? Like, did something else happen at a different time that they're unhappy about, and that's just like flick the switch for them? Because that does seem like a bit of a
refund for one day out of 3 months. I don't think so.
So it's all of these tricky examples, and I just think you've got to do your best. Obviously, find your own way, but I don't think you should necessarily let a small... Now, let's say you put in a thing within your martial arts school and a new system or a new way of doing things, and, you know, 30% of people are complaining. That's obviously, okay, right. Got to respect that. Go with the group. Listen to what they're saying. Make modifications. But if it's literally one or two people kicking off about something that you think will help, then, it's...
Yeah,
you're gonna have to bite the bullet, but we're so scared of upsetting people, and or of people quitting, and or of people quitting and leaving a negative review on Google that we kind of stop what we were doing.
I just and they're all valid points, but if you feel that making the change that you need to change, I'll start that sentence again in English. If you feel that you need to make the change for, you know, the overall positiveness of your school, you know, if you need to do it, words are really hard when you're tired. I apologize, listeners.
It's all right.
I've done all right. What is it, 25 minutes in and I've not fumbled yet?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate the emotional support.
Revoked.
But no, if you feel you need to make the change to better everybody, to for your school to run better, whatever it is, just do it. You know, you have to trust your instincts. You know, your school, your rules. You know, you're the head instructor. These people are expecting us to be leaders. You know, that they want us to lead. That's what they want from us. They don't want us to dilly dally and wishy washy and, oh, I'm really sorry. You know, they don't want that. You know, even the ones that might whinge and grope, they don't want that. And I actually think sometimes, you know, I've had it before where people have started on that path of having a bit of a grumble about something, and I've just gone, no, I'm really sorry, Mr. Smith. This is how it is. Yeah. This is how it is going to be. So that's how it is. And they kind of go, oh, right, well, okay, I won't bother doing that complaint again. You know, and I think it's just sometimes people moan to see what might happen.
That's a great point, Chris. That is true, isn't it? They're testing. They're not really fully convicted on what they're saying. They're just seeing if you'll bend.
Some people are just like that.
Yeah.
They're just dicks. They're just like to do that sort of thing. And I think if you just put your foot down in a nice, polite, firm way, they kind of go, well, yeah, that's cool. We know our place now. We won't do that again. There are just people out there that do that. The button pushers, they just do it. You know, like these people. Have you seen these auditor people on YouTube that go around and push everyone's buttons to see how they react and then video it? That's the sort of generation that we live in now, you know? Yeah. I like watching those videos, though, to be fair. But, I mean, that's just kind of how it is. You get that. Just be firm. Don't punch them.
Don't punch them, but be firm. Is that your sum up advice for this topic?
I better not call the episode that.
No, I'll call it don't listen to your students. I think that's a good one.
I just, you know, I'm maybe more on the extreme side of things, and I know I probably do have a certain reputation amongst parents in our local area, but at least they know what they're getting, and they, at least they know what to expect.
Yes.
You know, they aren't going to, they're not going to get a faffy, pandery.
No.
No, I just...
Do you think it's time in the game? Like, you've been obviously teaching now for 20-odd years.
When I was new, I was green and coming into this from having worked with somebody else, I was super careful with everything. And I jumped through hoops, and every decision, I'd sit and dwell on it for weeks on end. And, but what about this and what about that? And I'd make surveys for everything. I want to change a Tuesday at 8 o'clock. I'd make a survey and send it to everybody. Would you mind if I change Tuesdays at 8 o'clock? Like, now, yeah. Now I'm just like, this is what's happening. I don't like that. Oh, well, sorry about that. That's what's happening.
So I take it the result is that you're actually happier in your business and doing what you're doing. And you feel like it's your, your domain. Yeah. And yeah, cool. That's good.
Yeah, there was a point where, people may well look in and go, oh, but your school was more successful then because you had more students. It's like, well, yeah, I did, but I was not enjoying it. So there was no longevity there. I couldn't have kept it up.
Yeah.
Because every single day it was like, oh, the frick's going to moan today. Who's going to have a complaint about summer? Who's going to send a shitty email? Who's going to... And it's not that that doesn't happen anymore at all. Okay, of course, you're going to... things are going to just happen. It's just... That's just the way of the world.
Yeah.
But there's far less now. Because I am, in our intro process... I'm filtering them. If I'm getting people, you just read the emails come through.
Yeah.
Like I had somebody message about classes, and they wanted to know all sorts of bizarre information. I was like, okay, well, there you go. And then I send them an information pack. Did you get the information pack? Oh yes, that's great. Yeah, we got the information pack. Could I just ask what your prices are? It's in page 2 of the information pack I sent you. Oh, right, yes. Can I just ask this? Yeah, that's also in page 2 of the information pack I sent you. And I'm thinking, this isn't going to work. You're not reading any of the information I'm sending. And I know that in 3 months' time, when the first event happens or something, you're going to be that one.
Yeah. You can read them early, right?
Yeah. So I'll say, I appreciate you might be busy, but, if you could just take 5 minutes just to read the information pack I've sent you before you ask me any more questions. Yeah, that'd be great. And then if they spit the dummy out and don't come back, fair dues. But if they go, I'm really busy today. Sorry about that. Then that's cool.
Yeah.
At least we both know where we stand there.
Yeah.
There's probably people listening to this now going, what the hell is this guy doing? But it just weeds them out at the point of inquiry. Right? Whereas what I used to do is like treat every lead like I've got to sign them up. I've got to have every person through the door. And I just ended up with this weird petri dish of characters, of people. And two or three lessons in, I'd go, oh, why have I got this knob in my school?
Yeah.
What have I done? What have I created? Whereas now I've got like a filtering and vetting process from the first point of contact, and I just would rather... because with the kids especially, you're dealing with the parents.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
If they could be, and it's a shame, but it's a reality of it is, you could have, it's very rare to have an absolute hellish child student that has really nice parents. Unfortunately, it can be the other way around. We have had that with really nice kids with absolute nightmare parents to deal with.
Right.
But, we'll never find out, will we?
No, I like it. I mean, obviously, having taught for a long time as well, I think you're right. It's head it off as early as possible. Yeah. You can tell by the, you must get emails like, no hi, no hello, just how much are your classes or how much is it?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we're done at this point. Like, yeah, I'm not responding to that. If you can't be bothered to say hello, how much your class is, please and thank you, then we ain't going any further. So yeah, I totally get that.
Send me your information.
Yeah.
No. I've actually done that as well. No. You know. You can't be bothered to ask me politely, then I can't be bothered to reply politely. I mean, I'm not a... I had one guy. I can't remember what it was, but he'd inquired about something in quite a rude way, and I just said, I'm really sorry, I can't help you. And he was like, well, you know, would you not? Are you not interested in my trade? I'm like, not really, no. You know, it was on Facebook Messenger, and it was like, well, this is not very professional, blah blah blah. I'm like, well, it sucks for you really, because, you know, it's. I noticed, we've talked about this before on other episodes, there is this trend of, you know, almost like this expectation that we must sign everybody up that inquires. You know, there's this pressure to have 250 members, to have 350 members, to have 550 members. And, you know, we end up... I just think you're setting yourself up for a massive fail if you're not careful doing that.
Well, you know, you're definitely setting yourself up for more stress within
your... Yeah, that's probably a better way of putting it. You know, you might have a nice car, but my God, unless you're willing to deal with some absolute class A dickheads on a day-to-day basis, then, you know, you might have a Lamborghini, but you'd be crying in it every night. Swear to God.
You're on form tonight, dude.
It's called lack of sleep.
Fair news, yeah. that is good, though. I like that.
It's not worth it sometimes. I would much rather have a slightly smaller school with a culture that I enjoy being around, with people that I gel with, that understand me and get my humor and aren't gonna throw a shit fit at every funny comment I make, or take everything personally. You know, if they're talking a bit loud and I go out, will you say, Mr. Smith, will you actually be quiet? They're not going to then turn around. Oh, blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's cool. Don't worry. Yeah, you know, I want people around. I want people like that.
Yeah,
you know, that aren't going to be too precious.
Yeah,
so no. You have to do some pruning sometimes.
Totally agree. That's
and
nice.
I'm finding that pruning process is becoming much more required as the years go by.
Yeah, definitely.
Becoming a very delicate flower society that is, you know, almost looking to be offended on a daily basis sometimes, I feel, but yeah, that's a very different podcast for a different day, I suppose.
Well, we can discuss that next week, mate, if you want.
I don't know if anybody, dependent, judging by how my last 10 days has gone.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
So I won't go into too many detail, but one of my kids has been in hospital. You know, they're all right now, but they've not had any, like, nighttime. They've not been allowed out at night since, 9 days ago. Because of just oxygen requirements and all that sort of stuff. But the net result is that myself and my wife aren't sleeping very much. And it makes for short tempers.
Chris not being patient with
one or two parents this week.
I'm
going
to get it.
One most definitely just saw the back of my head as opposed to a response, because I was like, I'm left with two options here, lose it or walk off. Yeah. And I went for walk off.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's just, you know, that's just the way it is sometimes.
Wise move, mate. Wise
move. If anybody that's never listened to this podcast before has listened to this, this is the first one, they're going to be like, this guy is an absolute twat.
He's so grumpy. There is a reason, folks. There is a reason. He'll be back to normal next week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, normal services will be resumed next week. I'll be a little bit less. Hey, I'd rather be true to myself than, you know, live a fake existence on this planet.
True. Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, enough of that. Tell me about your... I know we've already spoken about it before, but there might be some people listening for the first time that have stuck with this for 36 minutes. tell me about your Facebook event that you've got going on soon.
Yeah, I thought I would get together with a few Facebook ad experts who specialize in martial arts schools.
Facebookers.
And just run a workshop This Friday. So I think it's the 12th, is it?
Are any spaces left? Is it a limited space thing? Or
No, because it's on Zoom. So as many people as possible can jump on.
Right. Get so booked on then, people.
Well, if you want to understand Facebook ads better and be able to create better ads that get you better results, then it would be probably good to jump on it, because it's...
That's everybody then, really. Except for the people that are on the thing running it. I think nobody understands Facebook. I don't even think Facebook understands Facebook. So, they actually sent me a survey today asking me about what I thought about Facebook ads.
Long day to send that to Chris.
They got some truths.
Got some hard truths, yeah. So, yeah, if anyone fancies that, you're right to stick the link in the show notes,
Chris. I will do that, absolutely, if you send it to me and remind me, because I will likely forget.
Okay, I will send that to you. But, yeah, so a little bit of sort of intense Facebook training to help you improve your ads, basically.
Perfect. I think and it's a good time as well. You know, we're coming out of Easter holidays at different points, you know, around the country, and this is sort of time when people are wanting to do stuff. So get on it. Yeah. Get learning how to be a better Facebooker.
Facebooker. That works.
But literally, though, because you are using Facebook to book people, so you're...
Yeah, true. I mean, yeah.
You're a Facebooking.
You're coming out with some classics today.
Literally, it's just creating a t-shirt line, aren't I? Just
pretty much.
What we are? So we've had baby. Well, I'm not here to babysit you. No, I'm here to teach kids and babysit your feelings.
I mean, that is epic. I love that. I wish I'd had the the quick wit to think of that when I'd had a load of parents moaning about various things. That was a good one.
Yeah, it definitely got some raised eyebrows at the far end of the reception area. I'll say that much.
Yeah, but I think people respect it.
I didn't leave them with much of an option.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Take it or leave it. Anyway, that was a slightly interesting one today, but all good.
No, I think it's relevant. It's really, and like every instructor's had this problem, and it's like, how are they going to deal with it? So I think it's an important thing to talk about.
Well, yeah, it was probably more my responses I was talking about than the comments. It's all good. It's all good. So hopefully all being well, guys, normal services should, as normal as we do, should be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Resume.
Normal
service. Resume.
Well, we didn't. Yeah. Well, no, we didn't. We were resuming today, aren't they? They should continue.
Ah. Okay. Cool.
Forthwith.
Just be patient, people.
We got our fights in Friday on every other Friday, and that's going well at the minute. And got a few other things that I'm working on too, which should be, I should be able to share before too long. And onwards and upwards. And thank you to everybody that's listening, and keep sharing it, guys. That's one thing that you could all do out there a little bit more, people. Whilst I'm on this, let's say as it is frame of mind, get sharing it on Facebook more. Yeah, or no, not on Instagram. That's pointless. Stories, is that worth sharing? I don't know. Just do the
share. Share it, yeah. Anywhere you can.
Share the links, because Facebook has finally decided that SoundCloud links aren't a cyber threat. So they tried to deactivate my profile about 3 times for posting a podcast, which is brilliant. But everybody was having the problem. Apparently, it was something to do with SoundCloud links. They thought it was trying to mine your data or something. You can share the podcast again now without anybody kicking off at you from Facebook. So yeah, we've got the Spotify links, the Apple links, all the links. Just share all of them. And
wicked.
The world a happier place. All right. Well, before this descends into any more chaos or weirdness, I think we better leave it there.
All right. Get some sleep, mate.
Pardon? What?
Yeah, you remember that?
Nah, it's been a while since I remembered sleep. But, involuntary sleep. I'm starting to get involuntary sleep. I'm doing like old man nodding off.
Yeah, wow, I'm not surprised.
Like last night, I was watching YouTube. I just watched 5 minutes of YouTube and then nodded off and woke up and was like, what is this that's playing? I went back through my history and about 5 videos had played. Like, oh my God.
You need it. You need it, dude.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Anyway, call it a night, and literally. And I'll speak to you next time.
Will do, matey. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Support our podcast by making your Art Marshall orders via the link in our show notes. Art Marshall.
Art Marshall.
Streetwear inspired by martial arts culture.
Yeah, so there we go. Slightly sleep deprived, caffeine fueled. Slightly weird episode, but anyway, we're all gonna have them occasionally. As I say, I'd rather be true to myself and share this podcast with you as it is than fluff it up. And you know, that's the you anybody that's been listening long enough that knows me long enough knows that's not my style. So yeah, you're getting it warts and all, so to speak. Anyway, remarkably, I have remembered to thank my Patreon subscribers. And I don't say that lightly, because I do really value each and every one of you that gives up your £1 or £2 a month to help with the podcast. You know, and part of the deal is I am supposed to remember to tell everybody your names at the end of every episode, and I have a tendency to forget. I'm so into what I'm doing with all this, and I've got no memory from getting kicked in the head many, many times over the last few decades. So, in no particular order, other than what it shows me on my screen, I'd like to thank Carlos, Simon Wales, Claire King, Phil S, Paul MacArthur, Daniel David Thomas, Mark Davies, and Baz, who I'm going to say his full name, Baz Chilia. There you go, Baz. I always, look, the names are displayed on Patreon as they are, and I just say them as they are. And I wasn't saying Baz's full name, so there we go, I've said it. Baz Chile, I've said it twice now in one episode. So thank you to all those people, joking aside, that have given up their time. They've given me their £2, to be exact. If you would like to join the hallowed list, so I can butcher your name on every episode, if you head over to patreon.com kickback with Chris, I believe that's what it is. I'm just going to double check now. Yeah, patreon.com/kickback with Chris. You can join there for as little as £1 or £2 a month, and you get to be part of the exclusive group, get to see my random extra videos that I drop in there, as well you get to obviously speak to me direct and get early access to podcasts, all that good stuff. So in fact, there's a small possibility you might be listening to this now in the Patreon group, because you got access a little bit earlier than everybody else. But anyway, I'm gonna leave it there, otherwise I'm gonna randomly ramble in on for another 2 hours. No Fight Scene Friday this week, got a break this week, but we will be back with TBT and Fight Scene Friday, all being well, life allowing, next week. Thanks for your support, guys. Don't forget, check out our friends at Art Marshall via the link in the show notes. Same goes, we've got the Century deal as well, so you can save yourself 10% by using the code Chris10 at checkout. We've got our wonderful friends over at Marshallytics, who have actually just had an update on their system so that it works on mobile phones in a really cool way. So if you use Marshallytics, please do make a point of checking out their new web app on the mobile phone function. And of course, not forgetting our friends at Mitmaster.com and indeed, my own courses at onlinekicking.co.uk. I'm just going to check that actually still works now. I'm giving it a plug. Does it actually work? I'm checking. Co.uk. It does. Oh, and look at that. I forgot to turn off the special offer. And this is not an actual cheeky plug. This is me just actually realizing that I've got the main workshop set at £9.99, which was usually like £35. So if you want to grab a stupidly cheap bargain, head over to onlinekicking.co.uk and you can pick up my kicking program for £9.99, because silly sausage here forgot to switch it off when I must have been doing an offer on it and forgot. There you go. Bargain. Anyway, guys, I'm going to leave it there. Catch you next week. And speak to you soon. Hopefully in a much more awake state.
Brought to you by Marshallytics. Easy to use. Super powerful management software for your martial arts school.
Brought to you by SGC Security Services. Excellence as standard.